Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
We are a mother-daughter team who are passionate about taking you to the next level in growing your income through sales training and coaching. On Black Belt Selling, we share content and interview experts to help you kick through those obstacles that are keeping you from reaching the next level. You can learn more about us by joining our Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. That's www.facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. And, you know, Stephanie, I get to choose a lot of these topics. And recently it just seems like a lot of people say, well, I just can't close that sale. Why is it so hard to close a sale? And so I thought it would be a really good topic for us. And I found a Grant Cardone quote. So if anyone doesn't think they can sell, I think they need to read a little Grant Cardone, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he wouldn't put up with that excuse for a moment. But and I want to be gentle, but realize, guys, that you can sell. We are all natural-born sellers. But he says, all your dreams await just on the other side of your fears. All your dreams await just on the other side of your fears. And I think what happens when we have difficulty or we go through a dry spell, that we start to build this fear of, oh, this isn't going to work. Oh, what am I going to do now? I can't do, maybe I should look for another business, or maybe I should just go back to a J-O-B where somebody else just pays me to show up, do the work. I don't have to depend on commission to feed my family. But that really is fear building up, and we need to provide tools to help people fight fear, because as Grant says, all your dreams await just on the other side of your fears.
Yes. You know, that's such a great reminder. There's a graphic. I'll have to find it and post it in the Facebook group. But it has a picture with a small circle and an arrow pointing to the circle, and it says your comfort zone. And then on the other side of the picture, it has another arrow pointing and to another bigger circle that says where the magic happens. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not growing, we've heard it, right? If you're not growing, you're dying. You're not growing, you're dying. Well, guess what? Growth hurts. Growth sucks sometimes, right? I made the analogy before. You remember when you were a little kid and you went running to your mom? Mom, my arm hurts, my arm hurts. I don't know what's happening. My arm hurts, my arm hurts. And, you know, mom soothed your fears for a little bit, and then she said, you know, it's just a growing pain. So if you're at that point and you're going through those growing pains right now, take a deep breath. It's just a growing pain. And you know what the great news is? Unless you go through those growing pains, you can never reach the cookies on the top shelf.
Exactly. Exactly.
So let's talk about the first thing. When someone's having trouble closing sales, we've got three steps to take you out of that valley and help you transform yourself. So, Mom, why don't you walk them through what's the first thing they need to address when they're finding themselves having trouble in sales?
Well, one of the first things that is, it's very easy to get focused on what I need, what's important to me, how I need to grow my business, what I need to do. But the fact is, we have to break that me attitude. And we have to remember that selling is about serving other people. And the way we want to keep that in the forefront of our mind is we want to remind ourselves every day through affirmations, because we will believe what we talk to ourselves, because we hear our own voice. And so I know that for me, when I get really focused on what I need, people can sense that, and it causes kind of a repelling energy, and they don't want to do business with me. So, but I just have to remember to get out of myself and to get into the place of serving the customer in the very best way possible so that my mindset is in the right set.
Yeah. You know, one of the best things I've found for this is to write out my affirmations every day. You know, it is great to tell yourself them, and you do want to hear your own voice, but I always make myself write it out first because we believe what we see. Human beings are very visual creatures. We believe what we see. And if you see it written out, that you sell from a place of service, you hear it 10 times, it really starts to shift your mindset. Because what happens when you're not closing sales and you're basically food in your mouth and food in your family's mouth relies on you closing sales, and you're not closing sales, what tends to happen? We start to panic. We start to think about, if I don't close this sale, I'm not going to be able to feed my kids. I'm not going to be able to eat. Close the sale, I'm not going to be able to pay the bills. So we start telling ourselves all of these, if I don't close the sale, so here's what I want you to think about. If I don't close the sale, they lose out. If I don't close the sale, they may find someone else to take care of them who will not take as good care of them as I will. If I don't close this sale, I am priming them up to fall prey to the next salesperson who walks through that door, whether that person has their best interest at heart and a good product or not. You see, now we're shifting the conversation. It's not about if I don't close this sale, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I'm not going to have enough food. I'm not going to have enough money in my bank account. I'm not going to be able to do this, and I'm not going to be able to do that. And now it's about if I don't close this sale, they miss out. They truly... seriously, miss out. Seriously? I don't know about you, but I always get told, you know, how do you, you know, you have to sleep with yourself at night. So you, the only thing that's really going to bother you long term is how are you taking care of other people? So if you can reconnect to that, you know, the other thing that we really want to encourage you to connect with is your why. Why are you doing this? Why are you out there selling? Why are you out there selling this specific product or service? Because that's a big deal, actually. And people tend to overlook that one, don't they, Mom?
Oh, yes, we really do. And the why has to be bigger than our bank account. I have to be honest with you. I remember when I was in network marketing, and I remember how the typical motivators, and this may motivate you, it's okay. It did not motivate me, but they kept saying, you know, Anna, you could get a BMW paid for by the company. Anna, you could get a BMW paid for by the company. Can I tell you something, Steph?
What's that?
BMWs don't jazz me.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm happy with my little Hyundai. But the point is that for me to really do the work, I had to connect with the impact I was going to have that was going to be very meaningful for me. And for me, I'll be honest with you, jazzes me is to see things grow, whether it's a business or helping a customer. Seeing people grow, seeing businesses grow, now that excites me. And that's what becomes my big why. Not even going on a big vacation, because vacations are fun, but that's not my why. My why is I get joy out of seeing people grow and businesses grow.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, and if you are connected to that why, you will push through some of the biggest obstacles and you won't even notice them. You know, when I've been really fired up about what I'm doing, I have called people that I would not have dared to call otherwise. I have spoken to people. I have bawled my way. I don't know how I managed to get past it, not bawled like crying, but like, you know, just gotten past people to talk to people, to close deals that I look back at. And, you know, sometimes we look back on some of those deals and we're like, oh my gosh, how did I ever have the guts to close that? How did I ever, you know, how was I ever worth that much money to somebody? And if you're not connected to your why so thoroughly, you're really going to struggle here. Actually, I want to talk about the next one. I really want to encourage you guys to keep in mind is whenever we're salespeople, we tend to, as much as we're told not to, as much as we know this is a bad thing to do, we take their response personally. And if they say no, we now start to wonder if that was about us. What did I do wrong, right? You know, we all know there's a lot of stuff you can do in your business to close more sales. You don't have to take no for an answer from everyone. There's a lot of stuff you can be doing in your own business to be closing more sales. We all know this. So then we get a no and we take it personally. I screwed this up. Or they didn't like me. People buy from people they like and trust. They didn't buy, so obviously they don't like or trust me. And then we start to beat ourselves down. And then we start to get into a vicious hamster wheel. You want to talk about that a little bit there, Mom?
Well, we're actually we're going to touch a bit on how to handle rejection later on, because this is one of the things that drags us down. But what you have to do is you have to break that cycle in your mind. We'll just talk about the mindset right now. If you're finding yourself really weighed down by rejection or failure, the best thing to do is to walk away from the situation. And get a change of scenery, maybe go exercise or take a walk, do something to kind of break it. Because what happens is it becomes a sucking vortex that really, really pulls on you and really hurts your ability to be enthusiastic. And I just did a blog post this week, and I posted it in the Facebook group about 10 motivational quotes. And Zig Ziglar says that every sale you lose for being over-enthusiastic, you will miss 100 for not being enthusiastic enough. So it's so important to guard your enthusiasm. You know, if they say no and you're finding that it's bugging you, step away. Do something to break the pattern in your mind so you can go back and you can start over.
But if you let yourself get pulled down, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, because I want to move on to the habits, because one of the things I want to talk about is something that you can use in those times when you're hitting those dry spells. The first thing I want to mention is that we want to develop good habits. And this one habit is something that you have to really develop so that you can really get to the core of what your customer wants. And that is...
And now, well, we wait before you give it away. So I got to tell you guys this. You know, again, Mom and I don't always. Obviously, you got to hear last week what happens when we do get together and we do plan our topics together. We end up with something absolutely crazy, like how mint and bathing and frogs have to do with making you successful. But we don't always get together to plan these. Sometimes Mom sends me the script and we just kind of go from there. But what I want to point out here is this one concept. I was talking with a lady yesterday at one of my trainings, and she'd been having a tough time closing sales, and she is sitting there, and she kept telling me, she told me three different times, I'm obviously just getting idiot customers, basically. I kind of summed up there. But, I'm obviously getting the wrong customers. They don't know what they need. They're obviously not that smart. And I tried to point this out to her a couple of times, and she wouldn't really listen to me. And so I want to encourage you guys. We're about to drop something that if you're struggling in sales, I absolutely, positively guarantee this is probably one of your biggest problems. And if it's not, it will never hurt you to step back and double check. So now that we've done our big build-up, Mom, what is this habit?
You need to ask open-ended questions. It's really that simple. A lot of times, Stephanie, when I don't know what to say, I just pull from my bank of questions a question to get the customer to talk more. The more they talk, chances are that lady that was talking to you, she does most of the talking in a sales conversation. And because of that, she's not getting that valuable information. And it's not that her customers are idiots. And it's not that she's an idiot. She's just stuck. She is stuck.
No, and she is very smart. And I think that's where the big challenge came from. She knows a lot about her area. And I was really impressed. Some of the stuff she was saying, I was like, wow, I'm pretty well versed. You know, I've got a pretty good eye for graphic design, but, you know, I didn't. That's really cool. Never thought of it that way. Never knew that. I mean, she was incredibly well educated. And that's where we start to run into problems. Have you ever noticed sometimes you're doing really well in sales, and then for some inexplicable reason, you stop doing so well in sales and you can't figure out what happened? Well, half the time it's that you learned too darn much. And so now you're busy throwing up all over your customer and you don't even realize it because you learned so much and this is such cool information and everybody wants this information, right? And that's
right.
Not how it works. Not if you want to close the sale.
Well, you know what, Stephanie, we're a little over halfway and I really want to give our listeners an opportunity. We're not talking necessarily about this, but this can be one of the biggest reasons that people struggle to get those sales,
mm-hmm.
and now they have trouble getting to the decision maker. So give us a 30-second, really quick lowdown on how people can get your new book. Today's the day.
My new book. Today is the day. My brand new book launched. We launched it locally last week, and this week we launched it online. I am really excited to bring this book out because this is my first sales book. You know, my last book was about success. This one, if you want, you know, let me ask you a couple questions. And if you say yes to these, you need to go grab a copy. Would you like to have the chance to turn every single prospect into a referral? Would you, think about how cool that is. Turning your prospects into referrals. We love referrals. Referrals are easy to close because they already trust you. Wouldn't you like to have that with every single one of your prospects? Would you like to have an ally blocking your competition from getting to your prospect? Would you like to have the inside scoop every time you walk into a company or every time you walk into a house to make the sale? Whether that decision maker is secretary or wife, we all have to get, the gatekeeper. Whether the gatekeeper is a secretary or a wife, we all have to get to the decision maker to get the decision. So wouldn't you like the opportunity to make your greatest enemy in sales into your greatest ally? And if that's something you can get behind, you've got today, June 24th, to go grab a free copy. It is on Amazon.com. If you go to bit.ly/G for getting, P for past, T for the, G for gatekeeper, and then book, that's capital G, capital T, capital P, capital G, capital B-O-O-K, you will get taken straight to the Amazon page. You can grab a free copy of this book on Amazon today, and I highly recommend it. If you're stuck in sales, one of the best things to do for yourself is get yourself educated. So you got yourself to this call. Way to go. Next best option? Go grab yourself a copy of this book and get yourself a little bit of an edge over the rest of your competition when it comes to getting past the gatekeeper.
So there you go. We'll be putting that in the Facebook group, so make sure you grab that. Today's the day to get it for free. Otherwise, you're going to have to pay
mm-hmm.
for it. And this is a
yep.
gem of a book. I love the book, and you'll love it too. Well, let's get back to how to help people do more sales. Sometimes, Stephanie, we just have to do the hard things. There's just no getting around making a list, planning, making those calls. You cannot get around the basics of sales, and that is getting one-on-one
mm-hmm.
with people
mm-hmm.
and then finding the people that may have a need for your product or service. I actually just
mm-hmm.
went up on Fiverr. And I hired someone to do the research for me, and I told them exactly what I want, exactly who I'm looking for, and where I want them to find them on Google, as well as Facebook and Twitter. Because once I get that list, then I'll be able to go through and start making phone calls, and I'll just schedule time to
mm-hmm.
get it done. But you you know, Fiverr, I'm going to get this list for $5. You can't afford $5. You can afford $5.
Just skip Starbucks for a day. Just do it. And here's why this is so important. The biggest challenge I see, I get brought in at least once a month at this point, oftentimes more, but at least once a month I'm going into someone's company and I'm sitting down and I'm watching their sales reps work. And every single time, the biggest waste of time I see is when they're sitting down and trying to look up leads to call. And so then they have 4 hours blocked off to call people and they only make 20 calls. I mean, seriously, that's less than 5 calls an hour. If you're only making 20 calls in 4 hours, you and I need to have a long conversation. You see, you can't be effective if you're splitting your time in two places. You can't be effective with multitasking anymore. It doesn't work. Nope. Give it up. Take time. Get a list of people. And then you can blitz through that list of people instead of wasting time inputting data into a CRM, looking up people to call, not wanting to call that person, so you call the next person instead, but you don't want to call that person either because, you know, so you call the next person. So you go through 10, 15 minutes just looking up people to call, and then you call one person and you have to do it all over again. It's a huge waste of time. Just go through, start pulling leads, and then start making calls. Make a list.
Yep, you have to make a list, and you have to set aside the time, so you have to schedule it. And there's a couple of ideas that I just came across. You know, we talk about scripts. So absolutely write down what you want to say and maybe have 3 or 4 ideas of different ways you can approach people. Because if you do that, then if you feel that one's not getting you somewhere, you can try something a little different. You know, see what's working. See what doesn't work. See what's most effective. You know, I'm going to give you a little hint. When you're talking to somebody, now I want my listeners, if you're listening live or you're on the podcast, I want you to write this down. Write down if you're open to it. If you're open to it, you see, that takes away the pressure that you're trying to make a sale right then and there. If you're open to it, I'd really like to get some time to talk to you to explain more fully how I can help you with this problem. You know, if you're open to it, and that way it's a very inviting statement. You can use it. I don't think it's copyrighted. Try that. If you have trouble getting appointments or you have trouble approaching people because you're afraid of coming across too salesy, try that if you're open to it. And then here's something else that someone I just learned about today, and I'm going to start doing it, Stephanie, and that is record your calls. Record your calls. Why is that? You want to record them for a couple of reasons. What's that?
Yeah. I thought you were asking me a question. I was going to launch on.
I just want to make sure we get this information out. I hope you don't mind.
No, go for it.
There's 2 reasons for recording the calls. One is you can listen to them and hear yourself, how you're coming across, so that you know if there's any adjustments you need to make. But 2, once you get that good yes, you'll begin to hear a difference in your voice. And then when you go to do another set of calls, you listen to that call again, and it will charge you up and it will build your confidence so that you go into the call excited and ready to launch into your discussion with your prospect, your prospective client. I mean, it's a powerful, powerful tool. And I'll put that in the Facebook group and maybe some apps you can use for that.
Yes, absolutely. You know, again, these have been some amazing, amazing tips and hints for you. If you're struggling with sales, really the best thing you can do is get in touch with someone, have your scripts, and practice this stuff. You know, it doesn't do you any good to get on, listen to these calls, go rah, rah, yeah, 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 and do nothing with it. You have to actually take action on it. Otherwise, it was a huge waste of your time, and that's the last thing we want for you, and it's the last thing we want for us. We want success stories. Speaking of success stories, you know, Mom, can't we be bringing some of these people on the show? They've been listening to us for a while. They really want the chance to share their success stories or their hints and tips.
Oh, absolutely. And so, again, we'll put this in the Facebook group. But you want to schedule a time to talk to me about being on the show? You can go to bit.ly/BBS show, bit.ly/BBS show. Find out what you can do to get your message. Maybe you have tips and tricks that would help other people that are in the same boat you are. That would be amazing. And people like to hear from other people just like you and me.
Mm-hmm. They do. They do. And it's encouraging. It's encouraging for you to have to get on and talk about what you've accomplished. And it's encouraging for other people to hear you get on and talk about it. Because we need to know, you know, sometimes it's hard to get on and listen to someone like Mom and I, because people sit there and they say, oh, well, Stephanie and Anna, they've been doing this forever. It's just instinctive for them. Of course they have it easy. They're sales trainers. They know how to do this stuff. They're not like me. And we want you guys to realize that we're just like you. But more than that, there's other people out there just like you as well. There's other people out there struggling in sales. There's other people out there forgetting that you have to focus on serving your clients. There's other people out there who forget to connect with their why or get caught up in believing that the client's answer is their answer. They get caught up in bad habits, not asking the right questions, not listening to your clients. They get caught up in not making a list and making the call. That's not easy. I get it. We all get it. We've all had to. Make it a habit. Make it something that will make a difference for you. You know, it's been a long time since we wrapped up with this, Mom, but, you know, yesterday I did my exercise at the end of every exercise that I do, every talk that I do. I have a couple different exercises that I run people through, and it basically goes like this. You know, first time we go through the exercise, I have the audience respond at about half of their energy. Second time we go through the exercise, I have them respond at a little bit more. And then the third time, I ask them to respond and to play full out. And, you know, the problem we run into when we're not closing sales, it's hard to keep that energy full out. It's hard to keep pushing. It's hard to keep exciting yourself to wake up and go to work every morning when you're sitting there going, I didn't close a deal for the past 3 weeks. What's going to make a difference today?
Yep.
And I want to challenge you as we wrap up, because we are on the very tail end here. But my challenge to you today is this. What level are you willing to play at to turn your results around? You are the only person who influences your level of action. You are the only person who can commit to this. You're sitting alone in your car, in your house, in your office, wherever you're at listening to this call right now. And you are the only person who can influence where you end up in your life. So what level will you commit to turn this around for yourself? I want to encourage you guys to join us again next week. As always, we love bringing you guys this content. Check us out in the Facebook group. If you haven't had a chance to do that yet, go to facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. Get involved. We love hearing from you guys. If you want to be on the show, you want to share your success story, your hints, your tips, give us a reach out to Mom at bit.ly/BBS show and get yourself booked to be on the show. If you want to grab a copy of the book today only, Getting Past the Gatekeeper, How to Turn Your Greatest Enemy into Your Greatest Ally, go to bit.ly/GTPG book. And grab yourself a copy, get yourself inspired, get yourself motivated, pull yourself out of this slump, because you can do it. You can do it. In the meantime, with our last few seconds here, I want to remind you guys that you have greatness inside of you. Let it shine bright. I'm Stephanie, here for Anna. We are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. You have an option. Make it a great week.